Are you working on your author career but struggling to get that first book published? Does the goal of being an author seem too lofty? Or are thoughts of having multiple books and making a full-time living are as fantastical as living in Cinderella's castle? Welcome to Discovered Wordsmiths, a podcast where aspiring authors can be heard. Join Stephen Schneider as he finds and talks to authors you may not know, but authors that have gotten their foot on the author career path. Hear what they've done to get there and where they want to go now. Settle back. It's time for a bit of inspiration and advice. Come listen to today's Discovered Wordsmith.
Today, I'm talking with David Conrad. He has written a series of adventure books for kids. The first one is Heart at the Island. The second is Rumble at the Zoo. Topics and stories that kids would love. Please check them out if you'd like to read some great adventure books with your kids. So here's David. Well, David, thanks for coming on, taking some time to talk to me. I can't wait to find out more about your books. Before we get started, tell me a little bit about, and of course the people listening, but tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, a bit about your background outside of writing.
Well, I'm originally Croatian, so I come from a city called Zagreb in Croatia. But I've been moving. Around a lot. I've been living in various places. Actually, even with my family, I've moved around a lot. I have 5.5-year-old twin boys, and but that did not stop us from spending some time and then living in Moscow and in London and in Munich and Madrid. We're back in Munich now, so in Germany. So I have a lot of, if you can call that experience with various cultures and countries and languages and stuff. My background is in engineering, but I've decided a couple of years ago to step away from all of that and just be a stay home dad for a while, which then of course led to this new project of mine, this new career of mine, which will hopefully kick off soon. So I decided, because I always, of course, growing up and even in my adult years, I really loved, always loved to read, and I always wanted to write. I would always... how it sort of happens, you just don't have time for it, or the inspiration, or whatever needs to happen for a person to actually start writing.
Right. Well, it sounds like with twins that are five, that sounds like not much time to write anyway.
Yeah. Well, particularly because my wife actually commuted to another country for work, so. I was a stay home single dad for most of this time, except for the weekends. But you get things organized, and then what are you going to do when you do have some time on your hands? Then I was. We're now coming to. One of the other questions that you might be asking me, this is why did I start writing? And this is, it's kind of it's a complicated, well, not a complicated story, but it's a funny story, because I started to watch some videos on cooking and stuff, and then it led to watching videos or webinars on writing. And then, I just one day decided that I should actually try it out, so.
And that's actually not unusual. I think a lot of people have gotten into it in the last decade in that mm-hmm. same type of way. And your books were, I guess, your twins helped inspire the writing you're doing?
Well, not really. I mean, they're still not able to actually read those books. These books, I do enjoy thinking that soon my boys are going to start reading my books and they're going to love them. You know, I'm hoping. they have to. But it was more, how to put it? It was just a test of my abilities at first. Like I wasn't sure that I'm able to tackle a full size adult novel. And so I started off with a shorter kids novel, which is
Tell us a bit about the book.
Okay. The books are, I have at this point two books out, two published books. Third one is coming in a couple of weeks. They're all part of the series. And they're basically, they're very straightforward kids' adventures. So, you know, middle grade ages, 7 to 12, let's say. And the books are actually, like, they're carefully planned and adjusted to that particular target audience. That means that, you know, I've taken every precaution that there's no, language, harsh language or anything like that in the books. There aren't even, like, I'm not even using references that kids might not understand. So it's I would even call it scientific approach. But the books themselves, they're very fun and easy to read. Just good old fashioned adventures. Some kids get into trouble.
What are they called?
Sorry?
What are the titles?
The titles are the book one of the series name is Project Adventure. And book one is called Heart of the Island. And then book two is called Rumble at the Zoo. And the third book coming out will be called The Courtside Mystery. It's like an homage to basketball, which is
nice.
Yeah, so it's just my way of having fun with it, more or less.
Right, and I think you got to make sure you're having fun with it. If you don't enjoy it, what's the point of writing it?
Absolutely. And that's, you know, in most of the characters are based on either on myself or my former self when I was a kid and my friends at that age, or, you know, I'm using names that mean something to me, or, you know, so I'm having fun with it. I'm definitely having fun with it.
So because you've moved around, lived in various countries, and I do find that interesting that your wife worked in another country. Mm-hmm. Here in the States, we don't get to say that a whole lot.
My wife is from the States, actually. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
yeah.
I love that. Not really trying out, but, you know, being in different countries, it gives you a different perspective. So the books, what's the setting for those? Where's that at?
It's very generic. It's a part of the thing that I'm actually proud of, because I managed to the world that I created is very generic. I mean, that's the part of that I told you about before, there are no distinctive references in there. So it's, you know, it's a camp. It's a lake. It's an island. It's not. The setting is very generic is the best word. I mean, every kid can put themselves into the shoes of the protagonists and just be there. It's not like they need to know that this is, you know, this is France or this is the US or this is whatever. No, it's. It can be anywhere. It can be, you know, right outside right outside your door. I mean, it's
and so it seems to appeal to any country, any culture.
I wouldn't say any culture. I would say that the books. I think they're written mostly for the U.S. Markets. I would say, like, you know, Western market, typically okay. Northern Western Europe and North America. But yeah, but that's even so, it's very very generic.
Okay, and do you have the book available in various countries?
Yes, the book is available on Amazon in all markets. Okay. So all available Amazon markets, you'll be able to find the paperback and the Kindle version, of course. So okay. They're all, of course, the books are in English. They haven't been translated to any other languages yet.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask that. I was wondering if you did any translations. Have you done anything with audiobooks or anything like that?
No, not yet. I'm not sure. Well, with audiobooks, possibly I will do something with that in the future, but no, not at the moment. Okay. No.
So through this whole process, getting started writing a couple books, you know, choosing the setting and making it middle grade type of book, what have you learned from all of this? And what would you do different, or what are you doing different with your third book as opposed to your first book?
Well, I was lucky to have found a really good editor from the start. So
that's good.
Because the first draft that I produced. And I thought, okay, that's it. That's my book. It sounds great to me. You know, I was proud. And then I sent it off to my editor. and then she came back to me with, you know, comments. It's gone.
Right.
I mean, actually, she did motivated me, tremendously. And she was, I still remember today, like the first sentence, the start of the first sentence of the report she sent me was, "This book is well written, blah 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 blah." But you know, and there's and then there was a couple of pages of but. That helped me tremendously, and I mean, she's with her advice, I actually managed to create the whole series to finish the first book. Primarily, and then actually to create a series out of it, because I did not, I didn't start off I didn't think that I was writing a series, to be honest. I mean, that just kind of happened. I realized that I could turn it into a very episodic series. The books do not have to be read in certain order. It is better if you read them from the start, but you know, they're just like episodes. These kids.
Kind of like the old Hardy Boy books. Each one was a separate adventure.
That's exactly what the editor told me, that what she felt this series can turn into, could turn into. I myself have never read the Hardy Boys, but.
I used to love those.
So yeah, you might then enjoy my books.
It sounds like having an editor helped you a lot, because I know there's a lot of debate at times. People are like, oh, you don't need an editor, blah blah blah, but it sounds like you had a really good experience and learned a lot just from the editing process.
Absolutely. I would recommend to everybody, every aspiring writer, to just find themselves a good, and actually I did too. I invested money into two developmental reports to gauge the difference and to see, you know, what I felt was right for me, and then I moved on with this particular editor. So you know, it's as hard as it is to write the book, to like create that, to actually develop a story and the plot and everything, it's even harder to get it to the point where you can be, where you're really ready to publish it. You know, you cannot publish it without editors. It's just, right. I think it's not worth it. I mean, so.
Okay. So when you're writing, what software do you use?
I use, you know, the Wi-Fi connection, my MacBook and Pages. That's it.
Wow. That's okay.
So I have no, yeah. I use a notebook and a pencil to do my outline or outlines. Right. I work a lot on my outlines. In fact, in book number three, my outline was, I kind of overestimated myself, so I thought that the outline doesn't have to be so detailed, and then I got stuck with writing this book longer than I thought I would. So the next book's outline is going to be, you know, back to basics. I'm gonna do it, you know, old school way, and I'm just gonna invest more time into developing the plot and even some details in the outline, which I do chapter by chapter, and then basically then you just sit down and write the chapters, and then it's super easy to write. And that's a trick that I learned from R.L. Stein, whose masterclass actually I watched on a platform called Masterclass.
I've watched the same. It's good.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, he is that masterclass is the reason why I consider myself to be, you know, quote unquote writer today. So.
Nice. So, from people that have read the book, what type of feedback have you been getting, and have you changed or learned anything from that?
Well, so far the feedback I've been receiving and getting is just amazing. It's I did not expect that, to be honest. So far I have not received a single suggestion, even, and not let alone critique. It's been all very positive.
That's great.
People really respond well to books, to the plot, to the characters. I've received some professional reviews as well. There are platforms like Readsy. It's a British platform, basically intended to connect the readers with indie or independent and self-published authors and books.
Yeah, I use Readsy, and they've got the Readsy Discovery.
Exactly, Readsy Discovery. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. So my book is there. The best. The first book is the best rated and most upvoted middle grade book. It's been top recommended book for weeks now. So I'm really, really, really happy with the feedback. It's been amazing.
Nice, great. What other services or software are you using, and how are you marketing to get the word out?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's the big question, isn't it? I mean, that's how do you market this thing? Again, now with the experience that I have writing and publishing, writing three and publishing two books so far, that kind of becomes the easiest part now. I'm now in a position where I can say, okay, I'm going to do this series for a while now. I'm going to write four or five books a year, and I have no problem with that. Like, that's because I'm probably being lazy, you know. But to market these books, yeah, it's there's a lot of books out there, and it's just difficult to get your message across. And
right.
To answer your question, what I'm using at the moment, not much. So I'm using stuff like this, like Reads Discovery, and some of these platforms like Goodreads. And I did a countdown deal on Amazon once, but I don't know. I didn't see much benefit.
Have you done any like author visits or school visits with kids or anything like that? Library talks?
No, I haven't actually. Well, first of all, I think that kind of a thing works in the US mostly. I don't think it's okay. Very typical here in Europe, like school visits and stuff. And particularly with COVID issues and other limitations, it's not possible to do
okay
any visits or anything like that at the moment. Who knows? Maybe in the future, yes, but for now, no. So now, what I'm doing, just to answer your question real quick, I'm actually trying to see if I can work with a coach. Basically, an author brand coach. So with this person, I can then develop my brand and my author's platform a bit more. Try to use some available social networks and stuff like that. I mean, primarily Instagram and Facebook and so on and so forth. But again, I'm not sure if that's going to be enough. Maybe I'm going to have to start doing some paid advertisements and stuff like that. We'll see.
Okay. So David, a little off of your books, what's like one or two of your favorite books and authors?
Oh, well, my favorite author is Lee Child. I mean, Jack Reacher is my favorite, all-time favorite fictional character, and I just love his writing and his books. I've been a great fan for years now. Read them all, bought them all. And actually, I like to think that, you know, that the Lee Child's writing has, you know, brushed off on me. I feel like I have this certain edge to my writing that he does.
Nice. So, do you ever like open up one of his books and read a chapter or something before you start writing? Kind of get the feel?
Well, actually, I follow him on Twitter, and then he has a lot of these quotes and stuff on Twitter all the time. And then I constantly do have, Jack Reacher in my subconscious somewhere there. But I also tend to like just occasionally just go through my Kindle library and just pick up one of his books that I haven't read in a while and just start reading it again, because I just like the style so much.
Right. Okay.
But other than that, I'm a huge Tolkien fan. You know, I read everything there is basically from Tolkien. So George Martin, and I love these fantasy books and stuff as well.
Do you think you might write more fantasy type books in the future?
Not so sure about that. I think that this suits me better, because even though I do like fantasy genre and books, I'm not, never say never, but I'm feeling more comfortable with real life type of setting.
Okay. So,
don't know.
All right. So, and you've lived in a couple different countries. Do you have a favorite bookstore that we could pass on to others to check out?
Well, that's a
That's a tough one there.
That's a tough one there because, you know, to be honest, the last time I bought a book in a real bricks and mortar store, that would be some German language course book in Munich. I don't remember buying books.
Got it.
Yeah, but because you buy books online, I mean, that's, yeah, so.
Okay. So before we go, David, do you have any advice for new authors, someone that's still struggling to get their book written?
Depending on the genre, depending on the target audience, I would suggest to all of them to go on Masterclass platform because they're massive. I've seen them all. I've listened to or watched masterclasses from, you know, James Patterson, from Dan Brown, from both of them also some of my favorite authors. Malcolm Gladwell, Arl Stein, whatever you're writing, you'll find somebody there that will be close enough to your genre to help you, you know, get it going. Because the people who don't write, they think it's really difficult to sit down and start writing because you're looking at a blank page, and it's true. If you just sit down and say, okay, now let's start writing a book, you're done. You're not gonna do it. You're just gonna get lost in your thoughts and just won't be able to create anything. But if you know the technique, how to write a book, how to create an outline for a book, how to develop a book over one single idea, one single scene. Because, for example, I have now in my head, I have a scene in my mind. You know, my boys are going to be floating on a piece of ice somewhere, and I'm going to develop a book around that. You know,
nice.
I know it's going to be a winter setting. You know, then I'm going to ask myself, okay, so where is that going to be? What are they going to be doing there? How do they get there? Blah blah blah. And then you develop a book around that one single scene that you have in your head. But to get there, you need to know. You know, you need to know and understand why this outline is so important and how you construct it, how you build it, one chapter at a time. You know.
Right.
So that would be my advice to an aspiring writer. Just, you know.
And I agree. I like Masterclass. My one son has autism, but he likes to cook, so there's some good cooking classes on there.
Absolutely. Seen them all. Thomas Keller is my favorite, I have to say.
Okay. All right. Well, Dave, tell us one more time before we go the name of your book and your series so people can find it online.
So the series name is Project Adventure, and book one is called Heart of the Island. Book two is called Rumble at the Zoo. And so those are the two books that are published at the moment, and they're linked as a series on Amazon.
Okay. And when do you think book three might be out?
Book three, unless my editor comes back to me with more comments than usual, it should be ready to be published within a couple of weeks. So I would say, in October. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'll probably be right about the time this episode actually goes live. So that'll work perfect.
Well, fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. I'll send you an email with the, when I know maybe the exact date, I'll just send you an email. So, yeah.
All right. Great. Well, David, I appreciate you taking some time to talk to me today, and I hope your books do well. They sound really great. I also write middle grade, and I like the adventure stories. So
cool.
Hopefully your series will take off a little better for you.
Well, thank you. And I would actually be really interested to find out a bit more about your books. Maybe you can send me an email with some of the titles and stuff.
I can
because I like to occasionally to to check my competition.
But not so much competition because, middle grade, they read a lot. So if they they'll read a lot.
Yeah, that was a joke. There's no competition. authors can only help each other out.
I'll send you some copies. See if your boys like them.
Yeah, well, it'll be great. Yeah, definitely. And thank you for your time. Thank you for inviting me to do this podcast. The first for me.
Good. Well, there, I'll add another one to my list of first-time interviews.
Yeah, I'm a first-timer. Yeah, well.
Great.
Thank you for listening to Discovered Wordsmiths. Come back next week and listen to another author discuss the road they've traveled, and maybe, sometime in the near future, it might be you.